Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei ihr, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. I am sure that at one point you were sitting by the Shabbos table and someone said, no, don't do it that way, it's Beirer. Beirer, do you know what Beirer means? Beirer means separating Eichel and Psylus, food and things that are not good. Not good means either it's spoiled or something you don't want, could also be considered Psylus at this given moment, but are all mixed up together. If you have Eichel and Psylus mixed up and you separate it, it's one of the Lama Tess Melachis. I'm sure you have learned that Beirer is not Usr unless it's done Derech Breira, in such a way where I'm sitting down to separate the Eichel from the Psylus. But if it's Derech Achila, if it's something that kind of automatically happens the way you're eating it, then it's not a problem. Beirer that happens like naturally the way you eat it is not a problem, so what do I have to do for it to be considered Derech Achila as opposed to Derech Breira? Well, there are three conditions. Number one, that you take Eichel Mitech Psylus. Let's say you have bones and fish. You're not taking out the bones from the fish, but you're taking the fish from the bones to eat. And also, you're not doing it with a keli that has been singled out for Beirer. And the third thing is, your intention is to eat it right away. It's not something that you're saying, okay, let me separate these two piles. And incidentally, Beirer isn't just with food. It can be with other things as well. Okay, we can't go into all of the halachis of Beirer now, but just what is nogeya to our Mishnah. Even though Melechus Eichel Nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov, but I can't sit down and say, oh, this wheat, there's parts in it that can't be eaten yet. Let me separate it. Although it's Sarcha Echol Nefesh, because I need the wheat, but you can't do that on Yom Tov. Because here, people do this with huge piles of wheat, and that's like very commercial. That's a weekday kind of a thing to do. But let's say you have some beans or things like that, where you only separate them for what you want to eat right now. So here there's a machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, if this is Aser as well. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Beya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Haboirer kitnes biyamtiv. As opposed to wheat, kitnes are things that, like, small, like beans, things like that. Beis Shammayim, the Beis Shammai say. Boirer eichel ve'eichel. Let's say I have some kitnes laying over here, and there are some pebbles over here. No one likes eating pebbles. So I want to take the pebbles out. Sok to Beis Shammai, well, can't take out the pebbles. Boirer eichel, take out the food and eat it. You have to select like the single seeds and eat them as he selects it. In other words, you have to do it the way Boirer could be done on Shabbos. You have to separate the edible parts and eat them right away. There's no special hetu for Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. If on Shabbos you have to take the fish from the bones and not the bones from the fish, and you can only do it if you're eating the fish right away, and you can only do it if you're not using a keli that's miyuchad for Boirer, all of this applies to Yom Tov as well. In other words, the heter of Tzarch Eichel Nefesh, according to the Beis Shammai, does not apply to Boyer at all. Ubeis Hillel, the Beis Hillel say, it's Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. And therefore, Boyer Kedarkai, he can separate in the usual way that he does it. Bechekai, in his lap. How do you do Boyer on your lap? Well, what it means is, he has like this beged. They would wear like long begadim. Try to imagine an apron. So you fill it up on the apron, the wide apron, and you begin to shake it. And you shake it in such a way that the psilus, which is lighter, falls off, and the kidney is the food, stays there. Zakta Mishnah Vaita or Bikanine. What's a canine? Some type of basket or some type of a plate. Some say it's like a funnel. It's some type of a keli that's wide on top, narrow on the other side. When you pour the kidneys in, what happens is the kidneys, which is round, it rolls out through the narrow side. The psilus doesn't roll, it stays on top. Ubetamchui, that's a large plate or a box that has different compartments. So here too, you have this large tamchui, you put the kidneys inside and you shake it. So the kidneys, which are round, they like roll to the bottom. And the psilus, it stays on top. In other words, the basil are telling us he can separate more than one seed at a time. He can pick out the parts that are not good, the psilus mitaycha aycho. Unless, the Gemara explains, in this case, the pebbles or the dirt is so small that if he's going to take out the psilus, it's going to be much more difficult. It's going to be a much bigger tirch. It's going to be much more of an exhausting task. So under those circumstances, even the Beis Hillel would say, no, that's not covered for Yom Tov. Rather, take out the eichel from the psilus, even though there's much more eichel. So the Beis Hillel are concerned for tirch on Yom Tov, but again, they're not holding us to the regular tanayim, the regular conditions of how you can do bayrer on Shabbos. The only thing the Basil say is, you can't use the kind of kalim that are used to separate huge amounts. Avolay b'tavla, not with a board, avolay b'nafa, not with a fine sieve, avolay b'chavara, a different kind of a sieve that's more coarse. And this looks too much. Even according to the Beis Hillel, they say, no, this can't be done. This looks too much like a weekday thing, not just preparing for your Sudas Yamtev. Rabban Gamliel
says,
af mediach, there's another way to do it. You can rinse the kidneys, v'shoyle, and then skim off the parts or the dirt that rise to the tap. In other words, you take all the kidneys, you put it in a pot, you fill it up with water, and the psyllus rises to the tap, or sometimes it sinks to the bottom, but either way, it separates. And according to the Beis Hillel, you can't do it this way? No. Because anything that's used, any process that's used to separate large amounts of food, that's similar to using the sieve that they don't want us to use. So again, we learned in our Mishnah, we were reminded that Boyer is one of the Lamates Malachis, and let's say to do Boyer on Shabbos, it has to be Bedavka Derech Achila, and there are three conditions. Remember what they are? The food from the Psylas, no Keli. Technically it says with your hands, not with a Keli. Some say that, the fork or the spoon, that's also called your hands. It means not a Keli that's used for Boyer, and you have to want to eat it right away. The Beis Shammai say that when a person is being Boyer kidneys, they say kidneys like small beans that you do for a little at a time, that type of food. A large stack of wheat can't be done on Yom Tov. Anything that the derech is to do a lot of it at one time, that's like too commercial for Yom Tov. But let's say you have some small kidneys and you want to do it, according to the Beis Shammai, you can do it, but the same way you do it on Shabbos. Only the food from the psyllus, and you have to eat it right away. The Beis Hillel say, no, this falls under the heter of Meleches Eichel Nefesh. And you can do it even with kalim. It can be boyer kidarkai, even psilis mitachaychol, even if you don't want to eat it right away. And even if you're using a keli, as long as it's the kind of a keli. Let's say he's putting it on his lap, becheikai. Becheikai means like he stretches it out over the width of his baguette, shakes the baguette until the kidneys fall to one side and the psilis fall to the other side. Or the canine, a special kind of a basket or a keli. Actually, it's more like a funnel. It's wide on one side, it's narrow on the other side. You put the kidneys into the wide side and you shake it, and they roll out through the narrow side, and the psoilus, which isn't as round, doesn't roll that way, it stays on top. The tamchui is like this big box, it has compartments or a big plate. Again, you put the kidneys inside, you shake it, the kidneys that are round, they roll to the bottom, and the psoilus stays on top. These kinds of things you can use, even though you would not be able to use it on Shabbos. The only thing is, the Beis Hillel are Maida, you can't do Boyer with a tavla, that's the wide board like a table, or the different types of sieves that are made to use in such a way that I'm doing an awful lot at one time. And then we learned Rebbe Gamliel adds another kula on the words of the Beis Hillel. He says you can do it with the water method. The way that works is you fill up a keli with water, you put the kidneys inside, and the psyllus floats to the tap. Afterwards, you skim it off. Sometimes it floats to the bottom, but either way, it's another way of trying to separate the psyllus from the eichel, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, you can use this method on Yom Tov.